The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. It is Wednesday, September 19th, 2012, and you have with you today, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. It's a beautiful day here in the state of Minnesota. It really is. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be a part of my Facebook, it's Bradley Dean on my Facebook, that's double E. If you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, it's Bradley Dean1. Again, that is Bradley Dean1. And if you would like to be a part of the show, this is your radio program. Let 53 countries hear what you have to bring to their ears. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. If you'd like to check us out online, see some of our news items, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to the SOL button. You'll see articles posted. As well, if you'd like to go on Facebook, Sons of Liberty, Sons of Liberty on Facebook, and do like us. I'm just going to give you one highlight. By the way, this is breaking news. Hopefully some of you people are sitting down, especially if you're driving. Maybe you're going to stand up after you hear this one. I don't know. An Internal Justice Department investigation has found no evidence that Attorney General Eric Holder knew anything about the gun-walking tactics that were part of the flawed operation Fast and Furious, while faulting the agency for poor judgment and management failures, according to a report released Wednesday. I don't know if it's just me, maybe it is, and it probably is, but I have 15 people that I'm responsible for, and if something goes wrong with, you know, one of those 15 people that are a part of this ministry, guess who's responsible at length? I am. And for an Internal Justice Department investigation of the DOJ, let me say it this way, the top dog, Attorney General Eric Holder, knew nothing of the gun walking through Fast and Furious. I mean, I'd pretty much believe anything that the DOJ has to say due to the fact that every time you turn around America, they're being busted again for another lie. NBC News, the report by the Justice Department's Inspector General said there was no evidence, of course, look at the source again, NBC, no evidence that Attorney General Eric Holder was informed about Operation Fast and Furious or learned about the tactics employed by ATF in the investigation before Congress began pressing him for information about it in early 2011. Well, if he didn't know anything about it, and I'm just kind of curious, then why didn't he deliver up the papers to Congress as was prescribed by Daryl Issa? Didn't he just kind of tell on himself? Why was he hiding the papers? Why were all the papers that were delivered up all marked off? Why did he have to call on the president? Because he knew the heat was coming down on him, and so were the American people. And let me just say this, for the American people to turn their cheek on this one, friends, is a slap in the face of them dead Border Patrol agents and the families of them dead Border Patrol agents. He knew all the well what he did. And to think otherwise is disingenuous, friends. This DOJ is the Department of Injustice. You know it as well as I know it. Yesterday we shared some media matters emails that were going back and forth between them and the DOJ. They know all the well what they do, friends. You can't be affiliated to such a individual as George Soros and not know what you do. It's called an accomplice, friends. Let me go over to Fox News. The difference between NBC and Fox News, I don't know. You're going to have to decipher the difference there, friends. Jason Weinstein, the Deputy Assistant Attorney General for the Criminal Division, is resigning in the wake of Justice Department Inspector General report on Fast and Furious. He's the fall guy, friends. The report essentially concludes that he is the most senior department official who was in a position to stop Fast and Furious and did nothing. Huh. Man, this is like when you get busted for a crime. Does the gun go to jail if I shoot somebody? Or does the criminal go to jail for the crime that he committed by pulling the trigger? They're blaming the gun here, friends. His name is Jason Weinstein. Instead of the one that committed the crime, his name is Attorney General Eric Holder. I'm sure updates are going to be added throughout the day, but I thought it was important for you to understand. Folks, they just took congressional contempt on Eric Holder. They diverted it in an attempt and in hopes that the American people are going to forget about what he just did again. I mean, just forget him. Forget all about Eric Holder when he's a part of the DOJ with the Clinton administration. Just forget all about that, friends. Just forget about this man being busted in lie after lie after lie after lie. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to come back. I just wanted to share that with you really quick. Don't let it go, friends. Don't let it go, because you only encourage them to commit another crime at will towards the American people. You would have thought that the DOJ would have been outraged at Mr. Weinstein if that would have been the fact. They wouldn't have been trying to cover up the papers that exposed their crimes, right? Well, they did just the exact opposite. They told on themselves. Folks, you got Bradley with the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, 1-877-807-9977. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley, we want to commend you for doing a wonderful job. We need 150 more of you. I love how fearlessly he's getting out there, and that's exactly what this country needs.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. One more point before we break away from Fast and Furious here. Folks, just keep in mind, look who's trying to clear their name right before the elections. The U.S. Justice Department internal watchdog on Wednesday referred 14 employees, including senior official Lanny Brewer, for possible internal discipline in connection with a botched gun probe in Arizona. Let me tell you what discipline consists of. Discipline, when they talk about discipline, is to tell the employees within the DOJ to shut their mouth if anything goes haywire. In other words, you don't go out and tell the public, you don't tell the press, you tell us first, and then we tell you if you say anything at all. That's how it works. So when they're talking about discipline, they're telling them to shut their mouth. They're not talking about discipline to the Constitution, discipline to the American people. No, discipline to their propaganda is what it comes down to. A 471-page report was released following a 19-month review by the department's inspector general into Operation Fast and Furious, which allowed about 2,000 potentially illegal firearms to cross the border into Mexico, which killed our Border Patrol agents, by the way, friends. The operation raised for fury of U.S. gun rights advocates and is a focal point for Republican criticism of President Barack Obama leading up to November 6 elections. Another senior official, Kenneth Melson, will retire from the Justice Department, the spokesman said. Melson was the acting director of the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives until 2011 when he was reassigned. Now, you have to keep in mind, folks, if you can go back to the Murr, Oklahoma City bombing, ATF was called into question. You want to go back to Waco, ATF was called into question. It was a convenient rule indeed, friends, to commit crimes against the American people. You can go to Ruby Ridge. Don't take it for what the media told you. Dig in and you'll find out who is guilty as hell, literally. You'll find that these people that you tolerate in the DOJ are the ones committing crimes and contriving crimes against the American people to only advocate propaganda and new policy. That's exactly what they did through Fast and Furious. We talked about this so much, but just to update you, they put guns into the hands of drug smugglers in Mexico to blame gun stores in America so they could advocate new gun legislation, just like they did with the Aurora, Colorado shooting. And nobody's talked to James Holmes, which that should alarm anybody, friends. That should put a major flag up for anybody in this country. Why is this man being silenced? The Sikh temple, again, we talked about this yesterday. All the eyewitnesses seen 4 to 6 shooters. James Holmes, Aurora, Colorado. First responder eyewitnesses all claimed that he was not by himself. And every time these crimes come up, they're just conveniently brushed under the rug, and everybody takes it for face value. Same thing with Columbine, Colorado. There was much more. Eyewitnesses seen more than 2 shooters, friends. And what do they always go after? Gun legislation. They're contriving the chaos so they can bring in a new order. That might sound freaky to some people, but you better open up your eyes as to what's going on in your country. For example, Obama administration, he's creating dependents so he can remain in office. Well, how does he do that? He creates chaos. Everybody talks about the economy, that it's so bad, it's so bad, it's so bad. Well, it's contrived, friends. It's not the government's job to produce jobs anywhere. It's their job to get out of the way and enforce the laws of the land. End of story. Get out of the way. What's your problem? It's also interesting that this would come out the day after Media Matters and the DOJ was exposed. Folks, these people, if you pay attention to them, it's real simple to see. They're constantly doing sleight of hand. They're doing something on the left and then to the right. Remember the Bush administration, friends? Remember whenever he was called into question as for 911, all of a sudden there would be some sort of terror threat. Now, just to show you how you've been duped, 10 years, 11, 12 years later, now all of a sudden the terrorists aren't the Muslims, they're the American people. You can just ask the Department of Homeland Security who the enemies of the state are or the terrorists are. If you own a gun, you're considered a terrorist by your government. What happened to the Muslims? Nope. They just needed that for about 10 years before they could turn it on the American people, and so they have. Just think, every time you get in an airplane and you go through the TSA, you're violated by a bunch of felons for the most part, perverts. Isn't it interesting? If you think that one through, friends, do you understand that you are suspect as a terrorist? Every American grandma and child that goes to get on an airplane. I remember when you could just run in and hang out with your relatives before they got on the airplane right by the runway. You can't do that anymore. You're losing your liberties, friends, under the guise of crime. The question you have to ask yourself is, who is creating the crimes? And to give you a little history tip, this is nothing new under the sun. I mean, we talk about so many different, a plethora of topics, and I continuously point the finger back where it needs to be brought, friends. We just heard from Bill yesterday in New York, who was talking about the way that they're trying to get your guns now. Is politicians are causing you to be felons for the smallest violations. If you don't do it within a certain amount of time, folks, that's tyranny. And so we are here today talking about the DOJ attempting to get off scot-free again for another crime committed against the American people. You know, Jake was on the phone yesterday talking about how the communists, what they'll do, when they go to war, their people will be disarmed, and what they're supposed to do, let's go back to the World War II era and before, that if they wanted guns, they were told by their captain, go across the border and get a gun from a German if you want a gun. And if their own people turned back because they were under fire, the captain that told them to go get a gun from the German would have their army kill their own if they turned around. I don't think people realize the depth of socialism and what it's turning into is communism, because, folks, you have to see this for what it is. It's totalitarianism. Either do what we say or else we'll have you shot. Either do what we say or else. I mean, look at, hey, folks, look at this. It's alleged today that Chick-fil-A said they would support nobody that works against the gay agenda, which I don't believe that. They merely said that they support traditional marriage, and the homosexual communities came down on them. What are the homosexual communities worried about? Why would they attack in such a fashion for someone that believes in traditional marriage? It's called totalitarianism. Do it the way we tell you to do it or else. Now they're saying that Chick-fil-A is saying that they will no longer support those that are pro-family. Allegedly, friends, allegedly. I mean, it takes 2 or 3 days to get things filtered out for the most part before you actually get the facts, because there's a lot of people out there on the underlying grassroots level where they're actually promoting and proclaiming and promulgating the truth on a daily basis. See, but it's all by force. And just keep in mind, again, this administration exemplifies it to a T, that they want you to believe that snow is black. And remember what I said, everything that this administration does, the opposite of what he says, they are doing. For example, he's talking about getting the economy going. He's been talking about that for 4 years. $6 trillion in deficits added on to what we were already in debt. Huh. How many jobs lost? You want to talk about the economy? No, it doesn't matter. Jobs lost is good, because that way we make dependents. Food stamps is doubling now. Over 100 million people in your country are receiving some form of government entitlement or subsidies. See, this is all by design. And why are we where we're at today? Because America has simply turned their back on God. That's why. They won't keep his commandments. They won't keep his statutes and his ordinances. That's too difficult. I don't believe in God. Well, let me tell you this, just like I said right before the end of the show yesterday. If you don't listen to him for his blessings and you don't believe him for his blessings, you may want to open your eyes, because you're beginning to see the curses. God is judging this country because of your disobedience, America. That's what's coming down the chain. And I'll tell you, the way that it works is we let this kind of stuff go day by day, and then we wonder what's the problem in our country. We only encourage tyranny by our inaction. Folks, I'll be right back after this. We're going to talk about obesity is an illness. What? Not a choice? All right. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNLive.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
I shared this with you yesterday real quick, 1 Chronicles 22:13. Then thou shalt prosper if thou takest heed to fulfill the statutes and judgments which the Lord charged Moses with concerning Israel. Be strong and of a good courage, dread not, nor be dismayed. Some people just say that's just too harsh. Well, let me tell you this. There was a man that was in hell, and he came back and he asked the Lord if he could have someone go warn his brothers. He wanted to get out of hell to go warn his brothers because for him it was too late. See, he wouldn't listen to that. Jesus said to him, he said, listen, if they have the law and the prophets, if they won't listen to Moses, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. If you think there's a harshness in the tone of the law, you should read the harshness in the tone in grace. For example, Jesus said, you've heard it said that thou shalt not kill. Jesus said, even if you're angry with your brother without a cause, you're in danger of the judgment. Jesus said, you've heard it said, thou shalt not commit adultery. That's the law. Exodus 20. He said, but I say unto you that even if you look at a woman to lust after, you've already committed adultery with her in your heart. See, America has such a mixed version of understanding of scriptures that they're so confused they don't know what is law or what is gospel. I mean, let me take it another step. Jesus said that if your eye offends you, pluck it out and cast it from you. For it's more profitable that one of your members should perish than your whole body should go to hell. Is he telling you to pluck your eyes out? No. That's not what he's saying. He's trying to show you the value of your soul. If your eyes are value, for example, folks, would you sell me one of your eyes for $20 million? Anybody with a little common sense understands the value of their eyes that God gave them. No way. I would never sell them. You can give me all the money in the world and I wouldn't sell them. Well, that's what Jesus is trying to tell you. Don't offend the Holy One of Israel. We're to fear the Lord, friends, in a filial fear. And we do it because we see the great sacrifice that he's given unto us through his son, Jesus Christ. But for those that just think that God is too harsh, I want to say this. Just keep in mind that it was his son that was delivered up for our offenses. Let me give you an analogy. A man in a London airport decided to purchase some English butter cookies, and he opened the small tin, took one out, then placed the tin at his feet. After waiting for his flight for some time, a middle-aged woman smiled politely and sat next to him. To his astonishment, without a word of permission, she reached down, took a cookie out of the tin, and ate it. He couldn't believe what this complete stranger had just done. Suspecting that it may be a local custom, he smiled awkwardly and took a second cookie himself. She then took a third. Then she took the very last cookie, looked at him, broke it in half, and offered it to him. The audacity of this woman, different words such as impudent, rude, brazen, and presumptuous, flashed through his mind. As he was about to express his thoughts, he went down and saw that his identical tin of cookies was still at his feet. In an instant, he realized that he had been the brazen, rude, and impudent, presumptuous person. In fact, he had been eating the cookies of a complete stranger, and he also realized how her response to his actions had in truth been very gracious. And friends, so should ours in the sight of God. He's the one that showed mercy. He's the one that delivered up his son for our sins, that put his son up on the cross. That's how willing God is to reconcile himself unto us if we accept this through repentance. It says in Isaiah 66:2, even to this man will I look, to him who is of a broken and a contrite heart, and trembleth at my word. When you begin to read the Ten Commandments of the living God, all of a sudden you begin to understand that, wait a second, God is just, he's fair, he's merciful, and he's loving. But the only thing that the law can do is drive you to the foot of the cross that can do no more. You find your life where you lose it, and that's at the cross of Jesus Christ. I wanted to get to the point of obesity is an illness, not a choice. I seen this billboard on the way back from Michigan. I said, you have got to be kidding me. Folks, one time I was on an airplane, and we were flying, I forgot where we were going, I think Florida or something like that, and this lady that was kind of bigger, she was complaining that the aisles were too small. And I thought to myself, lady, you have got to be kidding me. And I'm not being mean or harsh or, I mean, she's the one having the problem here, folks, not me. I didn't see anybody else have a problem getting down that aisle. The only one that I seen that had a problem getting down that aisle is those that didn't know when to stop stuffing food in their face. Obesity is an illness, not a choice. I would love to get that number and call them live because I want to see how they can justify that. As a matter of fact, friends, now they're saying that gambling is a sickness and not a choice. Really? Then who's responsible? Oh, wait a second. We have another bureaucracy for these sick folks too, don't we? This was recently changed from choice crime, if for example, friends. I mean, can you imagine me driving down the highway, friends? Going 70 miles an hour in a 55-mile-an-hour zone, all of a sudden the cop pulls me over and says to me, hey, you just broke the law. He points his finger at the law that I broke. He said, you broke the law by 15 miles per hour. But what I'm being taught now through bureaucracy in this country and what the American people are being, well, shoved down their throat, what people are tolerating in this country through the bureaucracy, that obesity is an illness, not a choice. Well, so what I do, since I've been taught that way, when the cop pulls me over, points his finger at the law, says, you broke the law, and I look at him and say, no, 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 sir, there's something wrong with my foot. I'm sick, and you need to help me. That's how sick bureaucracy becomes, friends, when you don't hold the law in check. Okay? Sickness versus choice. Because I'm going to get to the point that how can the act be apart from the actor? About 15 years ago, I was watching a program on TV where a man who was grossly overweight had a supposed eating disorder. Folks, he was sick. And that he just could not help himself. As a matter of fact, he was so big that he could no longer get out of bed. Poor guy. As time went on during the show, I noticed that the camera crew started to play the emotions of the guest audience. And what they would do is show a camera angle of the man lying helplessly on the bed and then immediately swing back to the guest audience who would begin to cry for this man who, as they said, just could not help himself. Again, they said he was sick. Don't forget that. The guest audience was playing right into the hands of the camera crew's work, and the emotions were high while the guest audience was being played like a ping pong game for all to see and feel. However, the camera crew made a mistake. they pulled the camera back to the man lying on the bed, and right there in front of the whole world was the problem for all to see. The man that just could not help himself because he was sick had a plate of food right under his face. And I noticed that it was his hand grabbing the food and putting it into his own mouth. You see, I didn't see anyone shoving food in his face, nor did I see anyone put a gun to his head to make him eat. No, friends, this man was making a choice, and a bad one at that. He was making a choice to kill himself by indulging in his pleasures and voluntarily overfeeding his body. And to the ignorance of the guest audience, they were falling for the fact that he was sick, hook, line, and sinker. Now, were they playing off his emotions or off principles, friends? They were playing the emotions of the guest audience who was being duped out of their principles. Was this man not responsible for his own choices? Yes. He stood up before God and answered for the choices that he made. Yes, in fact, he was responsible. Yet not according to the guest audience who said that he was sick and just could not help himself. To date, this man is deceased. And the consequence in this case, death by overeating. And everybody in that guest audience just loved him to death, didn't they? Nobody loved him enough to get into his face and tell him, dude, you need to quit killing yourself by overeating. It's called overindulgence, friends. It's called overindulgence. Instead of America being responsible for the choices that they make, they're looking for an out. And the bureaucracy is right there to help them all the way to hell. That's the easy way. The hard way is to take responsibility and stand before a just and a holy God and ask for forgiveness for my offenses towards him and make a choice and stand up and overcome. It's interesting how many people in this country talk about grace when in fact they know nothing of what they talk about. Oh, it's unmerited favor. Yes, it is unmerited favor. But what was the price of that unmerited favor? The blood of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. I would never do anything to trample or desecrate the memory of what Christ died to give me. When you look in Webster's 1828 and you look up the word grace, it means the power to restrain from sin. And we see the modern day church all day long talk about God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life, which is unscriptural. Does God love you? Yes, but by demonstration. And we're to live unto him who died for us, friends. Now, what's interesting about that is they also talk about a grace that's just sloppy. Yet in Galatians 5, it tells us as well that the grace of God is not to be used as an occasion for the flesh. Yet that's all we see or hear when the preacher talks about grace in America for the most part. The 99% of the false preachers out there. Yet in their confusion, they forget Romans 6, where it says, know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? But what does Scripture tell us? But you have obeyed because you love, but you have obeyed that form of doctrine that was given unto you. Friends, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. There's no excuse. Now, when I come back, I'm going to ask you the question, how can the act be apart from the actor? Remember how I was talking about at the beginning of the show that when a crime is committed, they want to get rid of the guns rather than deal with the person that committed the crime? Well, I'm going to exemplify that for you on this little discourse I got coming up. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsofliberty.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsofliberty.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the Water Bob emergency 100-gallon freshwater system only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home. And Bridgeford Foods tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Talking about how can the act be apart from the actor. Oh, by the way, just a little post-it note for all those people out there that want to search out some bureaucracy to help them with their overeating problem. Here, I can help you. Just go buy a lock and lock your fridge. Make a choice to lock the fridge. And stay away from Dairy Queen. There's a program called Overeaters Anonymous. Aren't they telling on themselves, friends? Overeaters Anonymous. Why don't they just put up stop signs? Oh, that won't work. Because if they put up stop signs, friends, they wouldn't make money off your ignorance. See how that works? There's a true story told out on the West Coast where they have these windy roads going around these particular mountains, and they noticed that cars would go over the end of the cliff on one particular point and crash at the bottom to their own destruction. Soon, a concerned committee got together and said, we need to remedy the problem. So they did. Instead of putting up a stop sign or a warning sign where cars were going over the end of the cliff and crashing at the bottom to their own destruction, the concerned committee got together and said, we need to put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. That's pretty sick, isn't it? But that is exactly what happened. When I look at stats from birth rates for unwed girls 15 to 19, 553%. Wow. Who taught them kids how to commit sexual crimes? They need to read 1 Corinthians 6:9, where it says no fornicator will enter into the kingdom of heaven. That's sex before marriage. How about telling our kids that so they walk in the fear of the Lord? Sexually transmitted diseases increased dramatically, 226. And students 15 to 19 years old. And by the way, I could go off on each one, folks, for 5 minutes just on the stats. Premarital sex up 365% in teens ages 16. 271% in teens ages 17. 209% in teens ages 18. And 1,000% in teens ages 15. Now, just forget about all the teacher crimes being committed against our kids, too. What happened to families after 1962? The divorce rate had been declining for decades prior to 1962, and after 1963, divorce rates skyrocketed 117%. Remember, the Supreme Court committed an oligarchy. They usurped God's word and said, let's get rid of prayer, let's get rid of God, against the will of 97% of the American people, and went with the 3%. Folks, we're ruled by law. This is a republic, not a democracy. Single-parent households where the female is the head and no spouse is present are up 140%. Unmarried couples living together are up 536%. But I know all these stats, these people aren't responsible for them. No. What happened in schools after 1962? SAT scores plummeted for 18 consecutive years. The SAT test had been the same since 1941, yet there is nearly an 80-point difference between the two generations. In 1962, there were only about 1,000 Christian schools, but by 1984, there were 32,000 Christian schools in the U.S. You know, I think that says a lot for a Christian nation, though, friends, that instead of dealing with the issues at hand and dispossessing the enemy at the gate, they just leave and they establish their own schools. Well, if you just gave up that percentage, less than 3% of America, to go ahead and commit crimes against the American people through the Republic by turning their hands against God. By the way, that's where they derive their rights, friends, and their powers is from the Supreme Judge of the Earth. Read the Declaration of Independence. But they turned their hand against God and said, no, we're going to become the judge. That should have been enough right there to tell you that you better deal with corruption in government. But instead of dealing with corruption, they just said, you know what, we're just going to leave public schools and we're going to establish our own Christian schools. Well, how much weight can you put into those Christian schools who are unwilling to go ahead and deal with the crime that is in your country in the first place? When in fact, that's exactly contrary and it contradicts scripture everywhere. I wouldn't put my kid in a Christian school. I want my kids to grow up and learn how to fight and stand up for this country. That's what makes America strong. Currently, 8.5 million students attend religious private schools, and SAT scores are nearly 80 points higher for private school students. These private schools even receive two-fifths less funding per student and are still topping the charts because of their teaching of Christian principles in schools. Well, good for them. That's good that they're doing that. But that's mom and dad's job. Train up a child in the way he will go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. That was the father and the mother's responsibility, not the responsibility of some teacher. What happened in the nation after 1962? Violent crimes went up 794%. Someone else must be committing all these crimes, because surely it's not the American people's fault. America is number one in the world on following violent crime, divorce, teen pregnancies, voluntary abortions, illegal drug use, illiteracy. By the way, we have all these drug problems. We've got these Mexicans coming over to America, committing crimes against the American people. Just think about this, friends. If the American people weren't buying the drugs, the illegals wouldn't be coming over here selling them now, would they? But that's probably someone else's fault, too. Surely that's not the American people. In recent years, a White House briefing recently reported that 700,000 students graduating high school could not even read their own diplomas. Whose fault is that? Well, let me tell you this before you stand before the great judge on that day. Yours. I'm responsible for my family, but you know what? At length, I'm responsible for everybody's family. I'm responsible to magnify what our forefathers gave us. And if we do this together, we're going to win the day. We want to get away from it, then we can go ahead and blame somebody else. How does that work? And by the way, that is the game, the charades that the media plays all day long. They're looking for someone to blame. They're looking for someone to attack. So I ask you, and I lay this at your feet, how can the act be apart from the actor? Because God is not angry merely against the sin abstracted from the sinner, but against the sinner himself. Some persons have labored hard to set up this ridiculous and absurd abstraction and would fain make it appear that God is angry at the sin, yet not at the sinner. You hear it all the time. Oh, you know what? We love the sin. We love the sinner, but we hate the sin. Yes, of course we do. But what put Christ on the cross? And if someone doesn't repent for their sins, then where do they go? That place called what? Hell. And we're not preachers of hellfire, friends. That is the consequence of men that are responsible through the dispensation that God has bestowed upon them to make the right choice so they don't end up in hell. What? A man hates the theft but loves the thief? He abhors adultery but is pleased with the adulterer? Folks, this is supreme nonsense. The sin has no moral character apart from the sinner. The act is nothing apart from the actor. The very thing that God hates and disapproves is not the mere event, the thing done in distinction from the doer, but it is the doer himself. When a crime is committed, folks, who goes to jail? The gun or the criminal? The criminal does. But they're trying to teach you that it's the gun's fault. No, it's not going to fly on Judgment Day, friends. Not in a million years. It grieves and displeases God that a rational moral agent under his government should array himself against his own God and Father, against all that is right and just in the universe. This is the thing that offends God. The sinner himself is the direct and the only object of his anger. Right on. Right on. So the Bible shows God is angry with the wicked, not with the abstract sin. The Bible says that the wicked turn not, God will whet his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready, not to shoot the sin, however, but the man that chooses to commit the act, the sinner. The wicked man who has done the abominable thing, this is the only doctrine of either the Bible or of common sense on this subject. For the sake of opening up the lines to you folks, I'm going to take this call really quick. Julie, North Dakota, you got Bradley. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got 1 minute.
Okay, I just heard that you mentioned that Eric Holder, that they pretty much let him go on the Fast and Furious thing, and I think it's absolutely ridiculous. It's just like people wonder why, you know, we have all this crime and injustice because they just let the criminal go. And it's like, well, even though the government's allowing it, doesn't mean that God's going to allow it. And there will be justice one way or another, you know?
Yeah,
and
but
I'm waiting for that day.
Yep, and I'm with you 100%. I mean, the fact of the matter is he's hiding behind someone else. He's trying to take his responsibility and blame somebody else as to who he's responsible for. And I don't think it's over. I don't believe that the American people are just going to lay down on this one and roll over. The bottom line is Eric Holder and this administration need to be held fully accountable to the laws of our republic because this is crime taking place in our country on a daily basis. Thank you for the call, Julie, from North Dakota. You got Bradley with the Sons of Liberty. Sorry to the rest. We'll get you tomorrow, 23 hours. Love you by what I do, 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you then. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. See ya.
The strong old tree, and we are the sons. Yes, we are the sons. The Sons of Liberty.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.